Now, if you're a parent of children, please listen closely, particularly on the Northern Beaches, and particularly, I guess, people in pursuit of a Catholic education. There's some big developments. Let's go to this one first. It says here, Far North families are invited to get in on the ground floor of the region's newest and most innovative secondary school. This is Newman Catholic College, co-located with JCU at Smithfield. Now, it started accepting enrolment applications through that through a brand new website, newman.qld.edu.au, which also offers detailed information about the design and development of the college. It's the first Catholic school in Australia to be located in a university precinct and will open for the Year 7 cohort, not next year, but the year after, and at a new year level each year. They'll be full 7 to 12 secondary by 2027. Of course, I've got Bill Dixon on the line. He's got actually another story I want to get to in a moment too, and that's about Paradise Palms. He's the Executive Director, Catholic Education Services Diocese of Cairns. Bill Dixon, good morning.
Good morning, John. What? Good to speak to you again.
Gee, you're going to be busy, Bill.
Well, our teams are busy.
There's a lot on your plate. That's a heck of a lot on. Let's go to this one first. I know we've discussed it briefly in the past, but there might be developments. Talk to me about your planning to get open in, 2022?
Yeah, so we've passed all our milestones with that, and obviously we have our funding in place. We about to probably during next week let the tender for the early works package, which will see the site clearing and everything occur. We're hoping to start that on the 2nd of November. So you'll see, digging and works on the ground there commencing on the 2nd of November.
Will we see that from the highway?
Yes, you will. And we'll see major construction commencing in late January. So We're meeting all of our targets in terms of construction milestones, so we're well on the way. Mm. We had interviews for a principal yesterday, and we're hoping to make some announcements about that in the next week or so as well. So, and we in the process of renting a shop front, hopefully in the Smithfield Shopping Centre, where we will be able to from early next year. Parents will be able to engage with the principal and the college leadership team, yeah.
So you're installing the principal a year ahead of opening?
Yes, that's correct, because the principal will need to lead a lot of the more detailed aspects as we move forward in terms of recruiting staff and also interviewing students, because as people in Cairns would well know, interviews for Year 7s usually occur in the February, March, April period, and all of our offers for Year 7 are made in early May, usually.
Yeah.
So we need to have a principal and people on the ground to handle those processes, to interview students, talk to families, but also to recruit the staff and also to make all of the necessary preparations. There's a lot of things around house colours, uniforms, all of those things that we like principals to do and not get involved in ourselves that need to be done during next year. Yep.
Bill, I'm interested in where people are going to become, which students are going to be coming from. Where are the inquiries coming from so far?
So the inquiries so far are mostly from the Northern Beaches area, and there are some from other places. But we also have had a lot of inquiries from the Mossman Port Douglas area as well, so which we hadn't factored into our initial demographic planning, but nevertheless, we have inquiries. So we've got an information evening happening there on the 27th of October at St. Augustine's Primary School in Mossman. And there's further another information evening happening at Holy Cross School, Trinity Park, on the 29th of October. So we currently have, I think it's just over 50 enrolment applications. Inquiries that have turned into enrolment applications. So applications are filling fast. We have an online enrolment process set up. So the principal, once we appoint them and they get on the ground in January, will be busy following all of those people through. Yep.
Bill, lots and lots of years ago, Catholic education was for Catholic families, children. That's not been the case for a long time now. Talk to me about the mix, if you like, when it comes to the interest in enrolling kids at your school for what will be, in your view, good quality education. What's the mix like?
So typically in Cairns, our Catholic schools are running at close to 60% of people are Catholics, yep. Particularly in our secondary colleges. So it's across our diocese, it sits at around 50%. But a lot of our families who may not be Catholic are also other religious denominations, Christian and other denominations.
Okay.
And so we have a lot of people who, simply want a faith-based education, but then there are a range of people who appreciate the values of such an education and
yes.
want that for their children as well. So we welcome people from all walks of life, and we simply ask that they respect our ethos
yeah.
and participate where necessary. And hopefully we can, through that process, broaden their view of the world and society.
Mm. Do Catholic families enjoy a priority at all if indeed vacancies become rather scarce?
So our enrolment policy is to prioritise Catholic families and yeah. particularly families who attend Catholic schools.
Yes.
There's a range of criteria that principals use within that to select children who attend particularly our Catholic secondary schools. So there is a priority order in our policy, which is available on our website, yes.
Don't go away, Bill. This is part two of a lengthy interview. I hope you weren't busy.
Yep.
Chris Calcino wrote the other day in the Cairns Post, contracts have been signed for a new school to open as part of a controversial $300 million plus redevelopment plan in Northside Cairns. Less than 3 weeks remain before, well, this is a week or two ago now, before the council will deliver its verdict on the proposed transformation of the former Paradise Palms Golf Course into a residential tourist precinct complete with a water park. Now, PPNQ Developments confirmed the Catholic Diocese of Cairns had entered into a contract to acquire a parcel of land allocated for a school on the massive site's master plan. The company's managing director, Darren Halpin, said the school would become a critical part of the overall community to be known the Palms. Give us a bit of an idea of what you've got planned here.
So that particular site is earmarked for another primary school on the Northern Beaches.
Yes.
Our primary school at Trinity Park, Holy Cross, is full, and we do have unmet demand and waiting list there. So, and the demographic studies and the demand that we have done indicate that we would be able to comfortably accommodate at least a two-stream and then later on probably increase that to three-stream primary school. So that's ranging from, 390 students through to about 500 as time goes by. So initially it's planned to be up to about 390, that won't open until 2025. We have a range of development and planning issues to progress through before we move to funding for that school. So by the time we get those processes through, that's going to be another 24 months at least. That's how long these things take. And then we move through a funding process and a 12-month construction process. So it's going to be, 4 years, which essentially takes us to January 2025, believe it or not.
Well, don't retire suddenly, Bill. We'll all be lost.
I think I will be retired by then.
Don't go away. What's the distance between the school you're creating there at Smithfield and the one at Trinity Park? How far apart will they be?
The Newman Catholic College
yeah.
is just a short walk from Holy Cross at Trinity Park.
There yeah. you go. It's amazing.
Yep.
Almost next door. Extension of the others.
Yep.
All right, Bill. Look, I appreciate this update. Thank you. We'll stay in touch.
Okay, thanks, John.
Bill Dixon, he's always got interesting information on the education front. He's the Executive Director, Catholic Education Services, Diocese of Cairns.